Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, Danielle Becker. She is the coordinator for the Coalition for a Drug-Free Batesville. Good morning to you, Danielle.
Good morning.
And, of course, May will be soon upon us and is an important month, particularly with your agency, Danielle. And in particular, May being a Mental Health Awareness Month, and looks like the Coalition has a lot going on in that month.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and that is really important to our Coalition just because we know when people are strong with their mental health, they're less likely to use substances. And we know that people who can struggle sometimes with mental health, they're more likely to use substance use as a way to cope with that mental health. So it's really important that we bring awareness to mental health, that we have a focus on that, and that we really try to take time within our day to focus on our mental health during the month of May, but also outside of that, just because we know how important our mental health is. I think especially after COVID, we kind of like shifted to realizing how important mental health is, but we are quite a bit past that. So it's like we need to definitely keep our minds still on focusing on our mental health and how important that is with that. So we have a couple things going on. So on May 1st, we will be hosting Kim Lauby. She will be doing two workshops. We will be at the YMCA that day. One will be 9 to 11, and the other will be 1 to 3 p.m. And she is talking about building resiliency to combat compassion fatigue and burnout. And really, that came out of a That topic came out of a community need. I spoke with a couple different community partners, and they had said that that was something that they were noticing in their agencies. And so they really wanted that conversation to happen in our community. So that's why we focused on that when we decided to bring Kim in. It will be a really, really good presentation. She's awesome. The Coalition has had her in the past, and she got great reviews, and everybody just really liked her. She's super easy to connect with, and she has a really great personal story. So we look forward to people coming out for that, and all of our information for that is on our Facebook page to register for that. And again, it's May 1st, 9 to 11 and 1 to 3 p.m. at the YMCA with that.
And I can vouch for Kim, because I've had her as a guest on this program, and she did a phenomenal job in explaining what she does and her strategies, and as you said, Danielle, her personal background.
Yeah, she's great. I just love it because it's like when she's speaking to you, like you're getting something out of it. Like she gives you practical things to do, but she does it in such a way that you just feel connected to her. Like you feel like your best friend's talking to you. You know, like you walk away and you're just like, oh, this was awesome. And that's really how we want people to feel.
And on top of that, Danielle, you've got some other things going on during the month of May as part of Mental Health Awareness Month. And a lot of it involves the schools.
Yes, absolutely. So we are partnering with the schools in Batesville, and we are doing a Mental Health Awareness Week. It is May 13th through the 17th, and we're just doing different activities each day. So we have like a Mindfulness Monday and focusing on breathing, which is a coping skill. Tuesday, we're going to be focusing on Talk About It, how important it is to talk about your mental health. Wednesday is Wear Green Day, so we're asking everybody to wear green to raise awareness for mental health. Thursday is Thankful Thursday, so we're having students think about three things that they're thankful for. And Friday is Free to Be Me Friday, and so it's really talking about self-love, like how important it is to love who we are, and to talk about the things that we love about ourselves. So we're having students think of three things that they love about themselves and then share that with a friend for that. So we're excited to partner with those schools and really kind of have us as a community really kind of having 1 week where we're just focusing on mental health and the importance of that.
Okay. Once again, that week is Danielle?
It's May 13th through the 17th. And then that May 15th, that's a Wear Green Day. We're doing that with the schools. We are asking the community as well to wear green that day, just again to bring awareness to mental health and to show support for those people who may be struggling with mental health for that.
All right. And as we continue our conversation with Danielle Becker, she is the coordinator for the Coalition for a Drug-Free Batesville. And some other thing that you've gotten involved with is the United Way of Franklin and Ripley Counties is also partnering with your agency.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, the United Way of Ripley and Franklin County, they reached out to a couple different community partners, really wanting to kind of start doing more mental health just activities and different things in the community and really focusing it on youth. So we will have trifolds and stickers that will be in the coffee shops throughout Franklin and Ripley County for the month of May. So we're kind of just starting to get our toes wet with that and just doing a little something for Mental Health Awareness Month with that. But there definitely will be more things coming out of that group. So I'm super excited to be a part of that little group to try to bring more awareness to mental health and help our youth with it. Because I think, you know, if we can get youth at a young age to understand the importance of mental health and learn how to cope with things, that just sets them up so much better into adulthood, because we all know we're going to experience stuff in adulthood. So it's if they can have those skills of how to navigate, how to take care of themselves, where to go for resources, you know, knowing it's okay to talk about things with people. I think that that's just going to set them up better into adulthood. And so that's what we want for our kids. We want our kids to grow up and be strong and thriving and healthy adults. So mental health is a huge piece of that.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be, say, a professional licensed counselor. I mean, it could be anybody, I'm sure, anyone who you trust and feel comfortable with to talk about your whatever your struggles you're going through.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think, too, what I've noticed even just in my personal life is when you do open up to people, you find that a lot of times people are struggling with the same things that you're struggling with. So I think it just creates that connection. And when we feel connected to people, that's really where we can grow and be our true selves and, you know, get that help or that resources that we need with it. So definitely finding people that you trust and that you love to be able to share some of those things with and, you know, reach out. We even as a smaller community, like we have such good resources and everybody who is one of those resources wants to help you, you know? So when you reach out to those resources, like they're there for you, like they want to help you. And even if they're not the right person, they will connect you with whoever you need to be connected with to get help with whatever you're struggling with.
All right. And again, is May is Mental Health Awareness Month and plenty of activities with the Coalition for a Drug-Free Batesville. Be sure to check out their Facebook page for all the times, information, and locations and so forth. And she is Danielle Becker, and she is the coordinator for the Coalition for Drug-Free Batesville. And we're going to have more with Danielle right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Danielle Becker. She is the coordinator for the Coalition for a Drug-Free Batesville. And another thing that is coming down the pike, and it'll be here before we know it, Danielle, is the ever-popular Wave Camp. Can you explain that for
us? Yes, absolutely. Yes, that is in June. That is the third week in June. We do it at the middle school here in Batesville. It is for fourth and fifth graders, so current fourth and fifth graders. And it is a leadership camp. So it is all day. It's 8:30 to 4:45. We provide lunch. We provide snacks for the students. And we just do different activities that's around leadership and team building. We do water games with the kids. We break them up into pods. And then so some of the activities are just in their pods and some of the activities are with the whole group. And the students just love it. Like the kids, they love it. Like we have some kids that are, you know, I was talking to a student yesterday and he's applying for Mayor's Youth Council. And I said, oh, like, why are you applying to Mayor's Youth Council? And he said, because I want to help out with Wave Camp, because he attended Wave Camp for 2 years. So it's super cool to see that kind of circle back around and having people like it so much that they want to come back as an older student and help out with it is really, really cool. So, yeah, so it's a leadership camp for current fourth and fifth graders. We still have some openings. And so you can find that information on our Facebook page as well. But it's really great. It allows the kids some really good conversation, really teaches them how to work together. You know, we have some good conversations about, you know, sometimes you have to take a back seat. Sometimes you have to step up and be that leader. Sometimes you're working with people that you may not have the same opinion on of, or, you know, you don't have the same approach to get to that end game. So how do you work with them? How do you learn to navigate those conversations with other people who want to do it a different way than you? So it really is a good opportunity for students to kind of explore some of those concepts. And we do it in such a fun way that, you know, they're learning, but they're also having fun because it is summer. So we don't want it to feel like school for them. So it's a really good balance that we do with that. So we, the coalition does it. We also partner with Safe Passage as well. So they're a huge partner in that. So they give us staff to help. They help us plan it. So it's a really good partnership for that. So, yeah. So if you have any fourth or fifth graders in Batesville, we would love to have them at our camp.
And is there a charge for this?
It is. It's $75. And really that covers a lot of the cost of the food. So that's really the main reason we do charge. But it's still a pretty reasonable price for a camp for all week, and it's all day. So
all
works
right.
out well.
Okay. So again, that is the Wave Camp. It is coming in June, and you can get more information, as Danielle said, on the Coalition for a Drug-Free Batesville Facebook page. And as far as your time as the coordinator, you tell us a little bit about how the transition has gone into this new role.
Yeah. So I've been the coordinator since September. It's been awesome. It's been like a really, really great transition. I really like being able to just be out in the community, and I've been building more partnerships. And so that's been really good to see that expand and grow. And I loved putting everything together for Mental Health Awareness Month. I feel like you know, that was really where some good conversations happened. And, you know, once those conversations start happening, then like all these ideas start flowing. So it's super excited to see some of those ideas come to fruition and just continue to plan different things within our community for the coalition. So, it's been awesome. I love it. I love the support that I've gotten from the community. And it's just so great to, you know, kind of build on some of those relationships that I already had. So it's been awesome. It's been a really great transition.
Well, that's great to hear, Danielle, and continued success to you and everybody at the Coalition for Drug-Free Batesville. Again, all kinds of events coming up, as she talked about in the first segment and also in the early part of this segment. So be sure you check out their social media page, the Facebook page of the Coalition for a Drug-Free Batesville. Again, anything else, Danielle Becker, before we let you get back to your day?
I don't think so. Definitely just check out our Facebook of stuff. We'd love to see people participate in the mental health awareness. Oh, we do have our coalition meetings are the first Monday of the month at 12 p.m. at the Memorial Building in Batesville. Those are open to the public, so anybody is welcome to come to those meetings. So I feel like if there is anybody that's super passionate about prevention and substance use, like, we would love to see you there and love to hear your voice of what you think, you know, suggestions for what we could do in the community. I'm always open to that. So, you know, I don't always think people realize we have meetings or realize that they're public, but they are open, and they are the first Monday of the month at 12 p.m. at the City Building. So if anyone is interested, more than welcome to come.
All right. Outstanding. Well, Danielle Becker, coordinator for the Coalition for a Drug-Free Batesville. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for coming in. Stay well, because we need you out there. And all the best, and hopefully we can catch up down the road.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. This was great.